Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Turn Coat Tuesday. It's the 11th day of October, 2022. It'll be a Tuesday, and it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. And then enter 22. Oh, well, a nice lady will come on the line and tell you you need to enter some, you need to enter the, conference room. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today and dry, 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 dry. No moisture in sight, dry, dry. So far, unbelievably fucking dry. At any rate, let's see what we're going to look at first. Chinese, we talked about this the other day. They were talking about one in New York. Chinese police station in New York that spies on dissenters run by shady charity on IRS blacklist. I mean, what the hell does that matter? The bottom line is they're breaking the goddamn law. We'll get into it as soon as we return. We'll be right back. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, we talked about this the other day, Chinese police station in New York City that spies on dissident, and I bet there's more of them in this country. It's just one that somebody seen and pointed out. That spies on dissenters run by shady charities. What the hell does that got to do with the fucking price of tea in China? No pun intended there. On IRS blacklist, this is from New York Post. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Chinese police station set up to spy on the country's nationals. Which country's national? I mean, fucking, any spying? Wait, what the fuck is espionage? Why aren't these son of a bitches under arrest and put on the, put up against the wall? Is what it's puzzling the hell out of me. Nationals in Lower Manhattan is run by a U.S. charity that is on the IRS blacklist. That must be pretty fucking bad. IRS, you mean that scum sucking motherfucking illegal fraudulent, group of thugs that fucking steals money from fucking American nationals in violation of the law, them cocksuckers. What do you mean being in outs with them? Is that, that's a bad thing? They're trying to praise these Chinese. The Post has learned, the nonprofit, American, it says Changle Association in New York Incorporated owns and operates the service station. They call it a service station. Police service station, people. Located above a noodle shop on the third floor of 107 East Broadway on the Lower East Side, according to public filings. In May, the IRS yanked the group's tax-exempt status for its failure to submit. And I did it because it's fucking a foreign goddamn, it's goddamn Red China with goddamn a police station in the fucking United States on our soil. Now, did they yank it because of that? Because that is fucking high treason? No! The IRS, a non-governmental agency, fucking yanked it without the authority to yank their own yanker. And what did they fucking take their tax exempt fucking 501c3 away from them for? Let's look and see. In May, the IRS yanked the group's tax exempt status for its failure to submit tax filings for three straight years, according to public records. It ain't like this was something they snuck in. This isn't a secret spying, underground bullshit. It's right in your fucking face, man. The nonprofit, which was incorporated in New York in 2013, has listed its charitable mission as a social gathering place for Fujianese people, paid $1.3 million 3 years later for the suit of office, for the suite of office that houses the Fuzhou Police Overseas Chinese Affairs Bureau filing show. The Manhattan station is part of a web of more than 100 such law enforcement offices set up around the world by the People's Republic of China, obstinately to help Chinese nationals renew their government-issued identification driver's license. Motherfucker, this ain't your country. Get the fuck out. What are you even doing here? Let alone sending your... They have sent them in from for Mexicans and the fucking the people from the South. Their own goddamn fucking welfare offices using our fucking money. Well, I mean, why in the hell should I get excited about it? No fucking buddy else is. Issued identification and driver's licenses, but the stations have more sinister purposes, such as spying on Chinese. Yeah, I'm sure they're spying on Chinese. No, these are Chinese spying stations. This is where they send their fucking spies out. This is where they gather the information to send to fucking China. They're spying on the Chinese. What the hell are they going to see them do? That's what I want. What are they going to see them do, huh? Are they going to see them do something like be espionage against the United States of America and they're going to go after them? Bullshit. Dysphoria for the Chinese Communist Party, according to a recent whistleblower report. What dysphoria for the Chinese Communist Party when you got on the mainstream, you got the bitch in fucking New York who won the primary thing out there. We're going to socialize the whole country. That's fucking communism, motherfuckers. I've got dysphoria. Now you got these motherfuckers coming out and fucking advocating for it in gross fucking violation of the fucking absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. This is fucking bullshit. I mean, this is laughable. Oh, we got to watch them. I mean, this thing broke last week, so they had to put this fucking bullshit story out here. But this would be a fucking intelligence gathering center. Paid for by 501c. As long as you're a part of the fucking corp, you're okay, good. Dysphoria for Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, you betcha. According to a recent whistleblower report, openly labeled as overseas police service stations. Listen to what I'm saying. I mean, the first one I ever heard of was a New York one in fucking Tel Aviv. Openly labeled as overseas police stations, they contribute to resolutely cracking down on all kinds of illegal and criminal activities involving overseas Chinese. Oh, really? No, well, name some. Surely there's some big cases if you've been doing this for all these fucking years. They don't do shit. It's a fucking intelligence gathering center. And this is somebody blew its cover. And this is their sorry ass fucking attempt, you old fucking propagandists, to cover up what fucking came out. You're letting a goddamn, I mean, you got them setting up fucking shop here. You treasonous cocksuckers. You've let them put banks in here. You treasonous cocksuckers. You do not have the authority to give away our land, to give away our goddamn inheritance. Without taking it first from us through the due process of the fucking law outlined in the Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And that means you have to come as a fucking individual at me as a fucking individual. In your individual capacity. No fucking goddamn, if you try to come in as anything else, you go right through the fucking goddamn rope. Because that's sedition, you son of a bitch. Here's involving overseas Chinese, according to a September report by Safeguard Defenders, a Madrid-based human rights group that documents Chinese repression around the world. I'm sure the fucking Chinese are getting repressed the hell out of over here. They're, no, you got to. We're paying for them to be. We can't afford. They're telling you not to send your kids to college, and you know. The colleges now, I mean, you can't get a degree in engineering, anything worth the fuck, worth the fuck for anything. But you're paying for engineering, scientific degrees for the goddamn Chinese. For the fucking Chinese, I guarantee fucking to you, we're still sending those cocksuckers money as a developing nation. What do you want to bet me? Somebody needs to look it up and put it on there. I'm betting you are. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, Henry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's just like, you know, they try to tell us, you know, oh, we're trying to get rid of all the illegals who coming across the southern border from Mexico and Central and South America. But why the hell are y'all putting everything in bilingual? If anything, you want to try to make somebody language part of your culture and part of your country. You know, you want to try to make easy communications for them. So they're just a bullshit lie.
Goddamn right it's a bullshit lie. And what these bastards are doing is aiding and abetting in the invasion of the United States of the Americas. No two ways about it. They are fucking traitors. They can be taken into the common law courts that were provided for we the people. Only we didn't fucking enforce them and hang on to them. But we can reinstate our fucking goddamn common law courts, bring these son of a bitches in, indict their fucking asses, and they're prima facie fucking guilty. They've signed the documents of treason. And we could, I mean, like I said, we could fucking make gallows a mile long all over this fucking country and hang all fucking day until these son of a bitches are gone. But you're absolutely...
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't know about anyone else out there, but... Right here in Oklahoma, every single day, man, I'm seeing more and more little 4'9", 5'1" little men.
Yep.
I mean, doing jobs that Americans should be doing.
They're doing all those.
Guatemala, Nicaragua, and they stick together because they speak Spanish.
You goddamn right they stick together, buddy. And I'll tell you what, remember when they first started this fucking shit? And they're, who are those liars? Those filthy fucking fork tongue son of a bitches that came out and go, they only want to do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. They just didn't finish the fucking sentence, you see. They just want to do the jobs that Americans don't want to do for fucking $5 a fucking hour that you can't even starve to death on. So you pump these motherfuckers in here, we're going to have to pump them back out. And you with them, son of a bitch, we're taking your fucking license. And there ain't going to be no more license shit. You will operate within the fucking confines of the fucking Bill of Rights of the goddamn common law, or you will not operate in this fucking country. That means any son of a bitch you fuck in this country can drag your ass into fucking court by the fucking ear and take everything you got. And if you fucking have been committing sedition and treason against him, he can have your ass hung. That's what we were supposed to have in this goddamn country, people. That's how we were supposed to stay autonomous and fucking free. That is the first fucking thing they took was our fucking courts. That means that we go to the second article because that's our fail-safe. And we're slower than sloth on quaaludes, man. I mean, we're fucking not moving, people. Let's see here. In May, the IRS yanked the group's tax-exempt status. Oh, my goodness gracious. It revoked the nonprofit fucking tax status of a goddamn spying agency running right out in the goddamn open, fucking in bed with the fucking government through contract? Really? And a non-government, it was a non-government agency that yanked the, they fucking issued the fucking license in the first place. And wonder who sits on the oversight committee that's supposed to, watch these motherfuckers and make sure they're not doing these criminal acts. Cause this is a crime. That son of a bitch that is responsible for licensing this crime should be put up against the fucking wall, don't you think? Isn't that goddamn sedition and treason against we the people? I think it is. Okay. Let me see what we got here. The Manhattan station is part of a web of more than 100 law enforcement offices set up around the world by the People's Republic of China. I mean, we're going to just go around setting up a fucking police station in other people's countries. There is no fucking idea. What they're trying to get you to pass is the idea of sovereignty. You see what you're doing? That's what you're doing. You're violating our fucking sovereignty. And the sovereignty doesn't belong to this goddamn corporation. It belongs to we, the fucking people, as individual sovereigns. China's
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Trying to push that one world shit. That one world shit.
Yep. Goddamn right. And that's what this is all about, people. That's why they're starting to tell you about, you're going to act like this is just like, no big deal. This is a big fucking deal. When goddamn communist China is putting goddamn police stations in your fucking country on the United States of America fucking, on our soil, it is a very big fucking deal.
Henry,
yes,
you know what I just thought about? Think about this. You remember when a long time ago, man, you read about how those son of a bitches over there were training the United States cricket police over there in Israel.
Yep.
I just think all this shit is coming to fruition right now when you think about it.
Oh, of course it is. They're in a mad scramble to tell you the truth, because it's all fucking also falling apart on them, because the people are doing, how is this? And then they're telling them, instead of trying to give them a subtle lie, they're telling them to fuck off. And when you tell them to fuck off, they're, whoa, really? Then they start to get online, man, and they start looking and, no, goddamn, can this be? Well, they're telling me to fuck off. These people are telling me this, and this makes sense what these people are saying. So I think that we're in a big fucking mess, and we better get ourselves out of it while we still can. But the stations have more, quote, sinister purposes, such as spying on the Chinese dysphoria for the Chinese Communist Party. Bull fucking shit. They're spying on only the China. What do you think, people? You think this is a spying operation with their own fucking building, a 501c3 through the goddamn corporate United States of America, running a spy fucking agency right here in your own goddamn country? Or do you think that they're looking in on the fucking Chinese? I don't think so. I think this is this is exactly what it says. Why would they come out with this bullshit article? I mean, this is one of the bullshittest of the bullshit fucking articles I've ever read. Oh, it's just the Chinese. We got to stop them from spying on those Chinese, because their rights not to be spied on. That's what they're trying to act like here. Like they're fucking outraged by the fact that the Chinese are spying on the Chinese in America. But man, at the same time, you look at the shit they're pushing to fucking spy on you. The fucking United States, well, not the United States, with a corporation, United States Corporation, that international corporate mafia corporation. Look at the steps they're taking to fucking spy on you and tell me they give a shit about some fucking communist Chinese? No fucking way. These are goddamn son of a bitches that were sent here to spy on our people. And I don't mean the ones at the top, because they all fucking goddamn swap spit and fucking little fags together and fucking, I mean, they're all one. They're all one communist fucking cabal. So these son of a bitches, don't try to tell me they care about a Chinaman getting fucking spied on. And all you got to do is look around. Before we get through these articles, we'll hit something that fucking talks about them fucking looking up your fucking ass when you're walking out of the bathroom to see if you missed a fucking dingleberry. Chinese Communist Party, according to a recent whistleblower report. Fuck your whistleblower. This is a lie. This is a diversion because you got fucking caught. Fucking goddamn with a goddamn Chinese fucking spy agency running on a 501c3 in the goddamn United States of fucking America in the middle. You son of a bitches allowed it. You talk about you fucking licensed treason. You licensed high fucking treason. You go right against the fucking wall, son of a bitch. Whoever you fucking are that is on the oversight committee for this. Openly labeled as overseas police service stations, they contribute to resolutely cracking down on all kinds of illegal criminal activities involving overseas Chinese. Again, do you believe that shit? Is that this is a cover for what leaked last week? They're trying to leak this fucking phony shit like this. This is no big deal. This is a very fucking big deal, people. It's like blue helmets landing on your goddamn shore. According to a September report by Safeguard Defenders, a Madrid-based human rights group, the document that documents Chinese repression around the world. Fuck you. How about you? You come here, you want to document repression? You just start with any American national that isn't a part of the fucking goddamn good old boy Masonic dirty church fucking system, and you can document until your fucking fingers fall off. Fuck you. We're not buying this horse shit. You are allowed. You fucking took a con. You're in contract with a spy agency from our worst fucking enemy right here in the United States, and you fucking somebody licensed this shit, people. The person who licensed this, and he is a goddamn, he is a fucking, he signed his death warrant. He is dead. He that's death. You don't betray your country no more than that. You can't. The situation also precipitated in intimidation, harassment, detention. See, they're trying to sway your head over to, like, they're hurting these poor little Chinese. They don't give a fuck about these Chinese. Right now, look at the shit they're doing trying to get it a little bit deeper into your goddamn life. I mean, would you mind putting goddamn cameras on your shoes? I mean, if you're not doing anything, why should you care if we're watching you, right? You see it every day, and they act like this is, they're concerned about it. They're not just concerned. This ain't no goddamn, ain't harassing no Chinese. This is a spy agency. A spy agency on American fucking soil. And they're not even fucking paying taxes. Jesus Christ Almighty. In addition to New York, Safeguard Defenders found 2 Chinese police stations in Paris and 3 in Toronto. 2 in London and 5 scattered in Spanish cities of Madrid, Barcelona, and Veselinka, I don't know what the fuck it is. The report accuses these stations of involvement in forcibly returning more than 200,000 overseas national Chinese. That is not what this is about. Horse shit. They didn't return no fucking buddy, and you know it. The news of the Manhattan-based Chinese police station was greeted with outrage from Republican lawmakers Friday, who sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. According to the report, the Department of Justice and State Department must explain why the Biden administration has allowed the Chinese Communist Party police to set up an office on U.S. soil. Somebody caught it. Somebody caught the fucking gist of it. Said Republican study committee chairman Jim Banks of Indiana in a statement for Fox News. A spokesman for the Safeguard Defenders called the overseas station a violation of international law and territorial sovereignty Friday. And by God, that's what it is. You don't do this shit. In the United States, you go against the wall. I mean, fuck, we would be the first ones to slam somebody against the wall if they try this shit. And they're just doing it fucking openly, people. See, they come and they give this bullshit fucking explanation in this article, and then they fucking tell you about the, well, you know, yeah, of course it's breaking the fucking law. It's goddamn prelude to invasion. You set up a goddamn spy agency with a 501c3. You're the 501c3, people! I think it shows how, brazen, the Chinese Communist Party is getting, and how little regard they have for other governments. How about how little regard other governments have for the Chinese Communist Party and letting them come in and set up goddamn police stations in their fucking countries on sovereign soil? Huh? See, this is all backwards and wrong. Laura Harth, a Safeguard Defenders campaign manager, told Fox News, a U.S. government watchdog condemned the use of the Manhattan nonprofit as what it framed as a front for the police station. The use of an off-the-books cultural nonprofit is a cynical ploy that weaponizes American values of community and culture identity. What they're saying here is this is fucking exactly what I said it was. It's a front for a fucking, it's a Chinese goddamn spy, and they want them fuckers here, because they intend for to bring them all over here to fucking rule us, to take that iron hand out of that velvet glove, and that's when the fucking guns are gonna go off, you motherfuckers. aim low. Identity to covertly attack and harass innocent people and something all of our elected officials need to focus on and allocate resources to put an end to. I mean, listen, we put an end to the fuck everybody involved with this. It should be today, or it should have already been, as soon as they found out about it. The fucking, I mean, if you had any kind of goddamn, the security agencies are all in, they're a part of it. They're fucking communist Chinese too, or they would fucking goddamn think what would happen. I mean, you thinking you lived in the United States, you were brought up that this was the United States as, they would have these fuckers rounded up, they'd have their computers, they would all be fucking, they would be on, fucking charged with espionage and spying, and they'd be sitting in a fucking jail cell about right now, waiting on the evidence to roll through so they could get put up against the wall and fucking ass killed, man. You know it's the truth. But this, they think they can cover this up. They think people have become this fucking stupid. Now, well, it's just the guy, you know, they're spying on Chinese people over here, not Americans. This, kind of like their DHS, huh? We're only going to spy, or their Patriot Act. It's only going to be for foreigners, don't you know? Not that this was ever for fucking foreigners. Not that this was ever for fucking Chinese. This, they set up a goddamn front station, a goddamn police station for spying on the American nationals, like people like us, is who they'd be spying on. The people who are not taking this fucking communist fucking shit, who are telling them we're going to kill your fucking ass and shoot you out of this fucking country, you communist piece of shit, you dink, you piece of shit. And your fat little dickless leader is going to be fucking goddamn hung by the neck until fucking dead. We'll blow your whole goddamn country up, you son of a bitch. But here they sit on our fucking soil, people. What do you think about that? Be interesting to know. Tom Anderson, director of the Government Integrity Project at National Legal and Policy Center at Virginia-based Government Watchdog Group, the nonprofit listed donations of $135,950 and a total asset of $1.1 million on its 2018 filings to the IRS. The last one is apparently filed. The last one it apparently filed. So you got $1 million. They've got $1 million. They've got to have a nice building to work out of. And they got, and the Chinese, they ain't going to get paid for their fucking work, but they're out there looking at, they're spying on you. They're here spying on the interior, telling them, I'm taking photos, everything. They are planning on coming here to get killed. You get your ass on over here, we'll kill you. Because, you know, you've had your cameras out this long. We don't go wag our ass out in fucking public, but we do know how to wag our ass in private. And we know how to take care of you motherfuckers in private. And we will be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Does the trick. I'm figuring it out.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and the host out was Aerosmith. Eat the fucking rich. And hey, Rich, we're going to eat your fucking asses. Try to starve us. You might starve us, but there ain't going to be none of you left when the fucking shit's all over with. Bones. All right, now we were just talking about, how concerned this goddamn U.S. corporation is over the goddamn rights of these Chinese to voice their opposition to the goddamn Chi-Cons over there in fucking China. I mean, this is important that we watch out for these Chinese people and their rights. Chinese people got rights, They should have rights in our country, and they should have a police force there to make sure that they get those goddamn rights. Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner calls for government intervention for online speech. This is from Reclaim the Net. It was sent to my Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Joe Rogan had Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner on his Joe Rogan Express podcast last Wednesday. And among the other topics the pair touched on, the government regulating the internet and the media landscape today. Wenner, a magazine magnate, according to reports, was in the past a prominent donor to the Democratic candidates and liberal groups, spoke in favor of regulating the internet like any other industry in the U.S., although prefacing his yes but argument by saying that the internet is great and that he loves social media, as long as it suits his fucking lies. But he continued, it has to be regulated. And when Rogan asked by whom, Winner replied, government, tell me what to do, you fucking, I mean, this is a treasonous piece of shit, obviously. But I mean, government, we have no government that can regulate us. You got that, cunt? That is what's going to get you fuckers killed, is trying to regulate us without jurisdictional authority. Trying to fucking act like you do have jurisdictional authority. You don't. You try fucking pushing us, we got the right to shoot you. We got the right to blow your fucking head right off your shoulders. Get it through your head before the bullet does. But he continued, it has to be regulated, and when Rogan asked by whom, Winter replied, the government. The question then became whether the government can be trusted with a job of such nature and magnitude, particularly giving its credibility issues. Credibility issues? Really? This corporation? Credibility issues? I wonder how many hundred million, well, we already sent 600 million this week to Ukraine, didn't we? Fucking credit, they have zero credibility. They are showing themselves to be an occupying force without jurisdictional authority, seeking to fucking, tyrannize and subjugate the American fucking people. Anybody that doesn't know, that's a goddamn fucking fool. And I mean, other people look at them like everybody would look at you like you're a fool. This ain't like, you know, fucking 9/11 10 minutes after it happened. This is goddamn fucking credibility and government in the same fucking sentence? Really? It has credibility issues. You bet you it does, because it isn't a fucking goddamn government. It's never been a government. It is a tyrannical fucking kingpin in the goddamn international corporate fucking mafia. It is not a fucking goddamn republic. It is a goddamn corporation, and it claims we the people to be its fucking property. We the armed fucking population, we the largest fucking army on planet Earth, to be its fucking goddamn property. A handful of little fucking wieners that will stuff down their fucking coat rack. But Winner appeared unwavering in his support of the internet. That is today heavily influenced by the authorities. If the internet is a fucking goddamn, it's the public square of the 21st century, and everybody fucking knows it. And if it's being fucking influenced in any way by authorities, it is our duty to kill the son of a bitches that are doing it. See, that's why that first article's first. First, we gotta know what's going on. And then if we have our fucking goddamn, common law courts, we seek our redress in those courts. Our courts. With our elected officials that we elected, and our fucking people serving on our fucking juries, both grand juries and fucking trial juries, and then we fucking take care of it. But these son of a bitches here, heavily influenced by authorities, it's worthless. Wipe your fucking ass on it. Who are these authorities? And I want to know who these authorities are, and I want to know where they get their authority. I want somebody to show me. I mean, show me the authority that fucking trumps the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, only fucking law in this land of December 15, 1791. Only fucking law in this land. You motherfuckers. Tomorrow also became, becoming, more formally regulated by them. No, you're not gonna do it. You may do it, but you know what? All you're doing is pissing people off. We already know the truth. See, this is the trouble they're having. The fucking Chinese have took about half the fucking internet out. It's gone. That we built. And now they're fucking think they're going to, I mean, they're trying to find all the fucking documents that fucking are just like slam dunk fucking death warrants. But that, you know, just the actions alone that they've taken are death slam dunk death warrants. How did this happen? Didn't you have to sign off on this? Yes, where's that document? We lost it. You lost it. Well, I guess the jury can take that into consideration. You said you lost it. The document that'll fucking hang your ass, you lost it. Well, I guess we'll see if that's circumstantial to them or if that just shuts the door on your ass, buddy. Absolutely, he replied when asked whether he trusted the White House to do a good job. You know, no, this motherfucker ain't a shill. I mean, this guy here, he's on the, oh man. God, we should, what's it, who is the son of a bitch? We need him for president. I mean, you fucking punk bitch. I mean, you're wasting my fucking time with articles like this, really. Because I mean, I know this is the old propaganda, but I just like to see how you guys are writing at the particular moment. It shows me how fucking desperate you fucking are. You are puh-fucking-thetic. And that's really saying something in your world. Rogan, otherwise not known for mincing his words, recalled that the U.S. was plunged into the Iraq war under false pretenses of WM. What in the way, ho? The fuck you doing putting that in an article? What the fuck you doing saying that? I guess, I hope he's been arrested by now. What in the world? We were plunged into the Iraq war under false pretenses of weapons of mass destruction. Could that be that yellow cake uranium that never existed? That Colin Powell came out? Shouldn't Colin Powell have been put up against the wall for that? I mean, you had a genocide in fucking Iraq over a lie. A blatant lie that they knew was a fucking lie. WMDs made by the government and, to be fair, heavily promoted by their media mouthpieces like the New York Times. No! Now this is what the false news has to be removed. You missed some there, China. Because this is a goddamn fact. Genocide was committed on the people of Iraq. Genocide! Without any fucking cause. And then after they got caught with not having the yellow cake uranium, that it was all a fucking lie, rather than be arrested, they just changed, oh, well, the war is to give them democracy, so they'll be happy. Now they were, you know, the war was to blow them back into the fucking third world so the Jews could fucking have all the higher technology in the fucking Middle East, and we fucking know it. That's why you want Iran.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and you know the sad thing about it is when they did that to the Iraqis, I mean, the assholes took the video down, but it was this dad, he was talking about how and why his son killed himself after the war. And the vivid thing that he said, the one thing that his son told him, he said, I couldn't get over that I destroyed that country and I had all those orphan kids and how they were surviving. Henry, was a lot of those kids, they were eating tadpoles out of water. He said he could not get that image out of his head.
Well, man, there was the day of shock and awe. I remember I was up north, and some people, well, going to be my in-laws, and we're at a bar, and we're sitting at the bar, and fucking then they start dropping these fucking daisy cutters on Baghdad, and I'm watching this goddamn, you know, the reason you're upset here is because of weapons of mass destruction, right? So you're dropping daisy cutters, fucking warheads, that'll blow up two or three fucking blocks and one fucking thing indiscriminately killing everything underneath them. And you're talking about weapons of fucking mass destruction. And it was when the first one dropped, I heard somebody over here, go, GW! That's how fucking retarded our people are! And the next day I remember, I got up and I turned on the fucking stupid box. And here they have this like a fucking, it was like a Toyota pickup. And there was little kids just fucking like stacked in it like cordwood. Like I'd stack wood in my pickup if I was going to get wood. And this woman's just sitting there wailing. Oh, they translated something. Oh, God help us or what might have you. And they fucking took and they took that modern city that was one of the most modern cities. And it was probably the most modern city in the Middle East. And they, you know, those people had, there was, they had a goddamn life. They had a middle class. They had a, they had apartments. They had, I mean, they were doing good. The thing was, they were becoming, you know what the threat to the Jews was? They were becoming technologically superior to the Jews. Because the Jews ain't never did nothing. They're like the Chinese. They ain't never done nothing. It's all been stolen from somebody else. But by God, that's why they fucking, you know, I hear him this, Joji, I go, what in the, I told him, what in the fuck's the matter with you, man? You're looking at that? You think that's something good, you stupid son of a bitch? Well, they shut up, you know, and everything, man. But God, it just insists. I'll never get that vision out of my fucking eyes of that woman. And loading little kids. I mean, and that was just one truck in one little tiny spot. They killed thousands and thousands. And you talk about monstrous fucking. And you talk about the use of weapons of mass destruction with no fucking thought whatsoever of the collateral damage that you're doing. You're city busting. But Daisy Cutter, whatever, Daisy something cutters they call them. But you sick son of a bitches. And then you can, I mean, anything they tell you, you think about it. What have we been doing since then? We've been harboring war criminals because that was a war crime. But they're in, then they tell you, you know, they talked about the international law. There is no international law! No more than there's any national law. There is just the goddamn international corporate mafia and their fucking goddamn thugs. And there's we the people and our fucking guns to kill their thugs and reinstate fucking law and order. You cannot live a happy life without some kind of standard of fucking goddamn peace. You know, you can walk out your fucking door and walk down the street and seven people don't jump out and fucking mug you or beat you or what might have you, because you got your fucking gun. You pull out your gun, you shoot them first. I mean, if everybody in the whole fucking place got a fucking gun right now, and they just stepped out of the fucking way and just let it go for about 2 weeks, you'd have all hell breaking loose here. But after that, everybody, you'd have the most polite society on planet Earth. Old Don Betcher used to say that, and I fucking believe it 100%. It is, this has been so fucking orchestrated. I mean, the goddamn time and money that has been put into fucking trying to get us to kill one another and destroy our own country. Cause we have to do it. There ain't enough of them, guys. That's what you gotta understand. I mean, I don't think there's 10%. I'll be honest with you right now. All this shit that's being caused is being caused by less than 10% of the fucking people on this planet. You think about that. All the misery of 8 billion fucking people is being caused by goddamn a handful. A few hundred. And we just fucking, goddamn, if we just, 7 billion, 8 billion people, if you just identified them and just went straight to them, they couldn't stop you with nothing. There would be no stopping you. Kill those son of a bitches. Put the goddamn Bill of Rights in every language. Anybody that reads it and understands what it does, how could you ask for anything better? If you're a person of peace and you even if you want to prosper, you will prosper under it because there ain't some thieving ass motherfucking Jew banker, Zionist pig shit eating son of a bitch stealing 95 cents of every dollar that exchanges from one hand to the next. There's nothing bad about it. Except that it fucking, all these people that have been on corporate welfare since the beginning of this country, it's bad for them. You're not going to get the goodies sent in the mail to you for fucking, pretending that you have the authority to surrender my fucking rights, you punk. In fact, you're going in the fucking ground for doing it. This has always been a welfare state, a corporate welfare state. Who sucked all the fucking wealth that's been sucked out so far? The fucking corporations did, that's who. And now they want slave labor, so they're fucking just, fuck your border. I guess that wasn't really our border, was it, boys? You American nationals out there who claim this country is your sovereign nation? You have no sovereignty if you have no border. And you won't go down there and kick their fucking ass back across the fucking border. So you have no sovereignty. All we have is that Bill of Rights and goddammit, enough people to fucking enforce it. We see the whole thing is, and this is going to be beautiful for them, is the majority of the people that are going to get killed enforcing that son of a bitch are the best of us. The son of a bitches that are the worst of us will be hiding in holes. They'll be going along with it what they can and you know, snitching people out, and then they get away with it. These are the son of a bitches that are going to end up with the reward won by the man who was fucking had honor and fucking took care of his duty as an American national. These dirty son of a bitches will get the freedom that he fought and died for. That's why they've all got to be gotten rid of. Every stroke on the computer has been recorded. All you got to do, I mean, take the fucking time and make sure that bill, if that Bill of Rights is, you're going to have to put fucking safeguards. Fuck that Constitution. It never was. It's all, never been nothing but something there that they could try to pretend that they had some authority to fuck us, and they fucked us with it. They fucked us hard. That's how they got their corporate welfare. But the bottom line is, you see them, it's got to be the slightest fucking effort to fucking touch that fucking Bill of Rights by anyone outside of an individual acting in their individual capacity, going through the procedures like they're supposed to, you're fucking dead. You're going to be put against the wall that evening, the first one that fucking tries it. Oh, I want to put, I'm going to get queers in here. You want me to do this with the queers? We got, no, I'm going to tell you what, buddy. You don't got no right to be a queer. You can sit there and try to convince people all day long, but you got to convince fucking, you got to convince 12 fucking people who have children, who are normal fucking people, who can look at the goddamn, natural fucking, information available on men and women. And there is absolutely no way a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. It's impossible. And once that's declared impossible, go ahead and try to claim that it is a fucking true fact, and that will be your perjury in that court. That will be your attempt to overturn the authority of that court, and that will be your goddamn, that'll be your lynching, motherfucker. So get used to the idea. Anyway, this son of a bitch goes on, you know, of course they want government can't be trusted. They have credibility issues. I find that fucking hilarious. Credibility issues? Our government? Not our government, that corporation? United States Corporation has credibility issues, does it? Unfucking believable, guys. Are you going to go vote? Are you going to go, that's my right, see? My head. I like hitting my head.
What do you mean, man? I see more and more. I see more and more. Damn, Trump 2024 flags every day, man.
Oh, man, there's some son of bitches. They get up and they walk over to the kitchen table and they. Me like head. I like it. That's how fucking ignorant they are. Go ahead and do it, you sons of bitches. You ain't going to change nothing. Too many people have been fucked. And the goddamn shit's already been plugged in to fuck too many more. And once it breaks loose, you sit there and start trying to convince people to go back to your shit. Just try it, you goddamn licensed goddamn traitor. Anybody who has a license, you are an agent of the fucking United States Corporation. You can sit there and try and argue with me all day, and I'll prove absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are absolutely an agent of a fucking unlawful fucking goddamn corporation created in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, ratified by the elected officials of the people from the states. Not like that fucking Constitution, where they just ratified by fucking one representative of the aristocracy per state. And even at that, they couldn't get it. The reason they didn't take it to the people, they knew the people wouldn't ratify it. We're not going to turn over what we just won to you, you son of a bitch. You're the fuckers we actually started this fight with. But they pulled it off, people. They pulled it off. And when we stop at this time, we got to bitch slap, curb stomp. We got to fucking hurt these motherfuckers. We got to kill as many as we possibly can. And then we've got to hurt the rest of them and make it so fucking dangerous to fuck with freedom and liberty that nobody will even consider it, no matter how much mammon is waved under their fucking nose. And we can't just wave in the mammon under somebody's nose, trying to get them to fucking violate the fucking law. Off with your fucking head, buddy. Sorry. You son of a bitch. We're not going to live under tyranny. We're going to live our lives. We're going to be happy finally. One generation, I mean, before had to be sacrificed. And it's been an ongoing thing. There's been people from other generations before us that have fucking, you know, they say you stand on the fucking shoulders of giants. There's been others before us. I mean, like, what the hell was his name? Major Jordan and fucking, what was the general's name? I can't think of it.
Smedley Butler.
Smedley Butler. Yes, sir. Thank you. There have been people all along. They just ain't been the numbers. Now we got nothing but fucking numbers, people. We got the numbers. Make no fucking mistake. That's why I'm telling you. Somebody said, I think we may be winning. We're fucking winning. We have the numbers now. So many people. Go ahead, bro.
I'm sorry. Hey, check this out, too. And another thing must be taught. Real, true history about why this took place. None of this indoctrination, twisting, lying, telling half-truths.
Nope.
You know, real history and why we had to fight again and who we had to fight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The reason we had to fight.
We catch somebody trying to fucking change the narrative from the truth up against the wall, and that'll be a part of the narrative that the people read about, as the ones that went up against the wall for trying to change the narrative to make it seem like it was about something it wasn't. This is about the fucking individual free sovereign's rights, period. It's about our people, the United, American nationals for the United States of America, our jurisdictional authority over this fucking land, and the goddamn attempt by this goddamn international Zionist fucking led fucking international corporate mafia and the dirty church cabal to fucking try and subjugate us and take our fucking goddamn property from us. And that's what it's about, and that's what it's going to be fucking go down in history about. And we're going to show how we fucking stopped it. Anyways, that's an hour's worth, but guys, and I don't know, maybe too much. Gives me a headache. At any rate, thanks for coming up, Dion. It's nice to have someone to talk to every once in a while. And we'll see you tomorrow. Huh? What'd you say, bro?
I said, you got it, brother. I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. I've been listening to you for shit about a decade.
we'll custom every once in a while. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, you just think about it, people. Everybody's fucking knows what's going on. It's just a matter of everybody, it's just getting people to act now. It ain't, they're not trying to hide anything, and that's wonderful. Like, they tried to, you know, like, cover for that Chinese thing, and I can see why. You open up a goddamn, a communist Chinese, police station on soil where 80,000 fucking men died in fucking Korea and Vietnam to stop the spread of international communism. God damn, where are these people? Where's the outrage? And that is The Word from the Trenches.